VMAs are on TV last night.
Yeah, last night I stayed up late past my bedtime to watch the VMAs. I was happy because usually they put all the good stuff at the end, and I hate that. It started with Nicki Minaj coming out, and her and Taylor Swift performed together tonight, The Night's Still Young, which I like that song. I'm sick of both of them, though. They got in that some Twitter fight, which I'm pretty sure after that was fake, was just amping up their debut together, or their duet together. But I was happy because The Weeknd, who I love... he went shortly into the beginning of the show.
Yeah, he was good.
It was just him on stage. And I'm a fan. I would love to see him live in a small venue.
Yeah, he's coming to D.C. soon. I think he's in D.C. in November, I think.
Yeah, probably in some big. I don't want to deal with all that.
Yeah, Verizon. I think it's Verizon.
Because I want to be able to make eye contact with him and be like, steal me. Take me.
That's not going
to happen.
I'll
go back to Canada with you.
My only weird moment last night watching the VMAs... is just because now my daughter Maisie's a little bit older. Mm. She's got like 9:30 bedtime now.
Yeah.
And the commercial for Trojan came on the TV. And it was like, and then you sit there and think, I'm starting to feel slightly uncomfortable.
It never gets better because I'm 29 and any kind of awkward thing comes on and I'm in the room with my mom. I'm like, that doesn't happen.
But then, so there's that commercial, and then it stopped, and then there was this one, what were they called? Marathon or whatever they were, like, for...
Marathon what?
Where they were, for the next size up. Oh. And then that was...
Marathon?
I think it was called Marathon or something like that. It was something stupid.
Magnum?
Magnum or whatever it was,
Marathon.
I don't know. But it was like...
For when it's running down your leg.
And I was like, amazing sitting there. I'm like, oh no, you just have. And that's the first time that I think I've ever had that real uncomfortable moment. Just uncomfortable. Because, of course, it's talking all about it, what it is, and all this. I'm like, oh no,
I took your daughter to see Pitch Perfect 2.
Yeah.
And I was so happy there were no scenes like that in there because I would have been so uncomfortable. And I'm telling you, it does not get better. And for whatever reason, my mom picks up movies. My entire life, she's picked up movies that she thinks are going to be good. She likes, like, uplifting. We all help each other. And the underdog team turns around and wins. But for some reason, they all have these hard sex scenes in them.
Yeah.
And I get so uncomfortable. I remember she rented He Got Game. Which I forget which basketball player it's about. But there's something and he's like in a bed with two chicks, everybody's naked. I was like, I'm 11. What are you doing, Elaine? I do not let her live that down. She was like, cover your eyes. I'm like, why? And it never fails. She then there was some movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and the girl from The Devil Wears Prada. What's her name?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen that movie.
I can't think. I can picture her. Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway. The perfect drug. Or I don't know whatever it is, but she's sick. And they have some really weird romp scene. I'm like, oh my God. And that was 2 years ago.
Is it uncomfortable sitting there? Because I was.
It never gets better. For some reason, with your parents or as a child, it is always awkward.
A point of last night going... Don't make eye contact. Eye contact. Keep looking at the TV. Keep looking at the TV.
It's so... Because I can feel like... I'm like, oh, God.
And you know.
I'm going to go get something to drink.
It's like... Oh. But anyway, apart from that, though, VMAs were pretty good last night.
Yeah, and of course, Kanye West got presented with the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. He goes up towards acceptance speech. He talked briefly about interrupting Taylor Swift, and he said... I think back... And think, if I had had a daughter at that time, would I have run up on stage and interrupted somebody else's? And you said, when he had a daughter, you said, watch how that changes him.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what else he announced at the VMAs last night.
It don't matter, though, because it ain't about me. It's about ideas, bro. New ideas. People with ideas. People who believe in truth. And yes... As you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
All right.
Yeah.
Kanye West, he gets my vote.
So he'll take over when Donald Trump retires.
You know what? I don't even care anymore.
But Taylor Swift did good last night. She got Video of the Year and she got Best Female Video for Bad Blood and also for Blank Space and then... Best Male Video went to Uptown Funk with Mark Ronson, and Nicki Minaj won Best Hip Hop for Anaconda. So I'm sure she feels a little bit better for that. She won that because she got blown off for the last one.
Yeah, and Justin Bieber performed his new song too. I like him. I'm now a Bieber fan.
Yeah, and that broke a record. That was preview. That was dished out there on Friday morning at 7 o'clock, and it reached the top of the iTunes charts in just 5 minutes. It's the quickest one to ever get to number one, pretty much instantly, which is insane.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is.